From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Well, there's three things they have to do. One, they just did. They have to change offensive coordinators. I would be making a phone call to Chip Kelly and Norv Turner. And the other thing is they have to bring in another quarterback to compete with these two wombats. And then the third thing is they've got to do some investing in the offensive line.
I hate getting somebody else's backup and assuming that in your system they're going to work, because honestly, I don't know who's going to be great in Bill O'Brien's system, because Bill O'Brien hasn't proven to me that he can coach a quarterback. What's the feasibility of J.J. Watt for said quarterback in a trade? First, from a financial standpoint, and secondly, from a would the Texans even imagine doing it standpoint?
A, from a financial standpoint, it's all but impossible. Two,
that's what I've been saying.
There's no way they would do it. And three, I don't know if a team's going to take on a guy coming off a back surgery that's they've got $20 million committed to next year.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on, visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. A lot of Texans talk today, a lot of just NFL talk in general. And I would say this, if I'm a Cowboys fan today, I'm not feeling real good, obviously.
Yeah.
But I feel pretty good about the future of the team.
Oh, yeah.
I think you've got your quarterback. Now, I think your window's a lot shorter than you think, because I don't think Zeke Elliott can run at that level for more than 3, 4, 5 years tops.
No, but I think what you've got is sort of a reverse Seahawks. You know, when Russell Wilson was a young starter.
Yeah.
And you've got a good window of about 3 years where you're getting off dirt cheap at the quarterback spot, which most good teams don't do.
Yeah, they can't. You have to find a Russell Wilson in the third round. You have right. to find a Dak Prescott.
And you've got this window where you can build a monster around him. And then when you've got to pay him, a lot of that stuff goes away, which you saw with Seattle this year. And Russell Wilson did get paid, and they had to cut at a lot of other places to make that happen, which the Cowboys will eventually have to do as well. But for the next 3 or 4 years, I think the Cowboys are going to be nasty. I think they've got – I mean, that offensive line, they've got a defensive player coming back next year from injury that they – took that could be a game-changing type of player.
Yeah.
You know? So it's...
If he's the same as he was before
right.
he got hurt, too.
But, I mean, before he got hurt, that was... You're talking about a top 10 talent pre-injury. Man, if he ends up living up to that, you're basically getting him for pennies on the dollar. The Cowboys, I think, have a very bright future. Nothing will probably ever change my mind that I don't think Jason Garrett's that good of a coach, but they've got the kind of talent that can overcome mediocre coaching, and I think they're going to be very good for the next several years.
Steven says, trade Clowney and Brock to the Cowboys for Romo. The money works. The Cowboys would do it. Why would the Cowboys do that? Why would they take on Osweiler's contract just to get Clowney?
That would defeat everything I just said about
yeah exactly
about saving money at the quarterback position. If they were going to do that, why wouldn't they just keep Romo?
Yeah, I don't understand. And the Romo stuff has been going on for months, guys. It's not going to happen. It doesn't work. So, you know, it's one of those that I wish we'd get a little more creative and maybe try to find some other ways. Did you see Vegas took a beating?
Oh yeah. I'm not surprised. Although I would guess that the Pittsburgh game hurt them quite a bit, because that was one of those numbers, and we talked about this. It's one of those numbers where you expected it to be more on the Pittsburgh side,
yeah,
and it never got there. And you know, average Joes were just nailing that thing at the sports books. The Pittsburgh +2.5, +3 at some spots. I would guess that game hurt them quite a bit. I would guess.
Yeah, it says he said Bill Sadler for Caesars said that people were pounding the money lines on the Packers and Steelers.
Yeah.
So.
And I would bet the Seahawks probably got a lot of love too.
I'm guessing they did. But
the one game that probably went the way, and this is the other great thing. The other game, the number was so huge that it was probably hard for people to even take the favorite.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would guess that the book had a hard time.
Yeah, Patriots closed as consensus 17-point favorites.
Man, and covered.
And covered. Barely, but they covered. Let's try a call. Drew, you're on the Blitz.
What's
Go.
Up, guys? Staying sports as usual. So I'm surprised, first of all, nobody has mentioned Ryan Tannehill to just piss AJ off as a replacement for the Texans quarterback. And what do you think about that, AJ?
I think that's a horrible idea.
And then the second. But
he's signed through 2020. He's like making franchise money anyway. It also wouldn't work.
Yeah. Well, what about Romo if we can somehow package Osweiler and J.J. Watt and maybe get back a draft pick with Romo? I mean, that puts us as a Super Bowl contender right away.
It just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
And even with the Philip Rivers thing that I mentioned, because of, and like Fred mentioned this earlier, because of the signing bonuses and the way that went down, it really isn't feasible for the Texans to trade J.J. Watt. It's also really not feasible for them to take on a guy like Tony Romo. And the Cowboys just aren't looking to bring in Brock Osweiler. The Cowboys feel like they've got a game-changing defensive player coming to them already, and they're about to cut loose Tony Romo. They're going to have so much money under the cap that they're going to be able to spend to make that team better. Adding Brock Osweiler totally defeats the purpose of cutting Tony Romo completely.
Yeah, it just makes no sense. Here's the other thing. Here's your one way.
And I also wouldn't trade J.J. Watt for Tony Romo. Because no. Tony Romo is another guy who I don't know if he'll ever be healthy again. I don't. The same way I feel about J.J. Watt, I feel about Tony Romo, except Tony Romo's 10 years older than him. I don't need that.
If the Cowboys cut Romo, as I expect they will, the only possible way the Texans could get him is if he would take some kind of team-friendly deal for a year.
But Tony Romo's going to get big offers.
Yeah, and you don't think Denver's going to
open
up everything they can to get him? And you could do a two-year deal. If first, you'd have to want to come here. But here's the real problem. I think he's broken. I don't think he's ever going to play another full season. And he gets hurt so easily now. I just think you'd be buying a guy for 3 or 4 games, basically, is what it would amount to. 713-780-ESPN. So I guess we have a severe weather threat through Thursday. Looking at this TV here.
Dude, my wife woke me up at like 7 a.m. because there was a tornado warning. Like it's her phone was blowing up, take shelter, and her bedroom's upstairs. And so she woke me up, she woke the kids up, and like made everybody go downstairs at 7:30 a.m., which might as well be 3 a.m. to me. And I laid there in bed thinking, if it takes me, it takes me. I just want to sleep. You know, I'm tired. I drank last night. I just want to sleep.
Yeah, it was funny. All those alerts were going off on our phones, and it was nice down in our place. There was nothing. No rain. I'm like, where are all these tornadoes and stuff? I guess they were coming after you.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Apparently they were bad in Dallas yesterday because they made people stay in the stadium because of tornadoes. Yeah. And they get those big ones up there. We get these little
ribs. You know, Cowboy fan was sauced up and they wanted to get out there. And you know, it's a pain in the ass to keep them around. And I'm sure they would have loved to just get them out of there. But
yeah, it was raining pretty. It was starting to rain when we were actually leaving Dallas, which was around kickoff. As well, when we left Dallas, so it was getting pretty bad, and then all like halfway through driving to Houston, it was either raining or it was very sunny. So the weather is very fickle. It was raining where AJ was, like in the Woodlands area.
Yeah.
It was pouring there too.
So he says, I was at the Dallas game last night and had to take shelter twice. That's got to be no fun after losing like that too. And it's like, oh, by the way, don't go outside; you might get tornadoed.
By the way, we didn't mention this. The news in here has on a story. Will the Cowboys' playoff exit impact Houston's financial success for the Super Bowl? The average ticket price dropped 25% after the Cowboys were eliminated. I mean, that's a pretty big drop.
Yeah.
And I still think, you know, it's going to be – there's going to be, you know, for Packers and either one in the AFC, a lot of people will travel for this game. I think the Falcons are the one team that the city of Houston probably doesn't want and the NFL doesn't want. But I think because you know you're going to have the Patriots or Steelers here, it's going to be a success.
Yeah, and if you get the Packers too,
it'd be massive.
Yeah, I don't think Falcons fan travels much.
Although Packers Steelers, and now this is a little bit different. Packers Steelers has happened before in recent history, and it wasn't a super successful Super Bowl week. But that was mostly because the worst storm in the history of Dallas was going on, and we were stuck in the middle of it. But I think if it would have been decent weather, I think that would have been a financially successful Super Bowl.
And who knows, maybe Falcons getting there for the first time, they would actually bring people.
So.
Maybe people would get behind it. But as far as, you know, and there's always a group of people who are going to come for the Super Bowl no matter what. And I just always hope that you get these additional people who will travel for their team.
Yeah.
And come spend money here. Go, you know, drink in our bars and, you know, stay in our hotels and basically make everybody a bunch of money and pay our prostitutes, things like that.
And by the way, when I say that the Cowboys being out hurt the market for Super Bowl tickets, it brought it back down to a normal price, like the normal price that it is every year.
Right.
The possibility of the Cowboys being in it had the price inflated significantly more than it normally is. So maybe the Texans being out contributed to that too. Maybe there were some local people willing to pay a big amount.
You lost them both the same weekend.
So I'm sure that played into it as well. But that number, the number now is like an average Super Bowl ticket price, as opposed to you were going to have to pay a significant markup if the Cowboys were in that game. Let's go to Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free Carpet. Calling on a Monday. I'm proud of you, Aubrey. What's going on, man? Make me a deal.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. It's Sunshine and Birds Singing. It's always a great day at 281 Dirt Free. I mean, remember, cleanliness is next to godliness. So, you know, carpets, tile, leather, grout, drapes, upholstery, air ducts, wool rugs. It's really the interior quality of your home that you worry about really being clean. So when you dial 281 Dirt Free, we've got a $100,000 machine with different attachments. One attachment does tile. One attachment does air duct runs. The other one will do upholstery. We have an attachment that will clean the stairs themselves, you know, a smaller tool that can take care of the staircase. 281 Dirt Free, dirtfreecarpet.com, no soaps, no chemical residues or tap water. We created our own pre-spot, our own water, it's a super water, our own machine, and our own wand. And friends, you just have never seen anything clean like this system. And we can prove our boast. When we do the commercial live, three rooms, we're going to do three rooms for $100. $100 free seed dry, the first 10 callers, 281 Dirt Free, dirtfreecarpet.com. 281 Dirt Free. That's 347-8373. When you give us a call, we'll give you $100 free speed dry, do $100 worth of work in three rooms, and we will get it perfect, or you don't have to pay us. You can say, hey, Aubrey, this ain't quite coming out as good as I thought. No problem. No charge. No bill. We'll get to another job, and we'll make sure you're happy or you won't pay us.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free, always making good deals to our listeners. Appreciate you, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And just want to throw a quick plug for the website. I finally posted a short story for the first time in a long time on there and got a lot of response. So a lot of good response. So if you guys haven't checked it out yet, HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. There's something for everyone, including me.
There you go.
I was surprised that people like it. It's about witches and Vegas and gambling and the mob and running away to Canada. So stuff like that. We haven't gotten to this too much, but the last 16 AFC quarterbacks to make it to the Super Bowl.
They're all the same guys.
14 of 16.
Yeah, Joe Flacco's one, and who's the other one that snuck in
there? That goes back to Rich Gannon. It's all the way back to Rich Gannon over the last 16. So you could easily cut that off at 15, but 14 for the 14th time in the last 16 years, the AFC Super Bowl team will be quarterbacked by Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, or Peyton Manning.
Jeez.
I mean, and that goes back to Brady 2001, Gannon 2002, Brady again in 3 and 4, Roethlisberger in 5, Peyton in 6, Brady again in 07, Roethlisberger 08, Manning 09. They just basically took turns here. 10 was Roethlisberger, 11 Brady, 12 Flacco, 13 Manning, 14 Brady, 15 Manning, 16 is going to be Brady or Roethlisberger.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'd say quarterback's pretty important.
Yep. Yep. 713-780-ESPN. Let's try a couple calls. Daryl. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, guys. So we played Minnesota this year. We're not going to play them for another 4 years. So what about trading Teddy Bridgewater for J.J. Watt? I'll hang up close with.
Can we stop these? Can we please stop these? Yeah, there's no way you're trading for a guy who's coming off that.
I wouldn't trade. I'm not looking for someone who's got the same risks that J.J. Watt does with less upside.
Well, first off, if you're going to speculate on these things, you just keep in mind that you're speculating on something that's never going to happen. I think what we're looking for is the level of player you would take for J.J. in a mythical trade. And I coming off that injury, I mean, I love Teddy Bridgewater before the draft, but after his leg got snapped like that, there's talk he may not be ready next year.
Yeah.
So, no. I'm trying to think of the level, how far down I go. And I'm not even sure I'd go to Phillip Rivers just because I'm thinking he might be done. But, I don't know. All right, let's try Jimmy. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey.
I know.
I'm listening to y'all, and everybody's trying to get a quarterback, you know, that's been used up a little bit. I watched the LSU play this game a while back, the last one. That quarterback for LSU, do y'all think he's a good enough quarterback to draft for Houston? Get rid of Tom Savage, do what you got to with Brock Osweiler for one more year.
The quarterback from where? Who are we talking about?
LSU.
No. There's no LSU quarterback, even historically, is going to save this team.
Well, no, I can't think of one. Sorry.
No.
But we talked about this earlier. There are some guys that I don't mind taking a flyer on who maybe you get lucky on. And frankly, until you get somebody, until you find that guy you got lucky on, I'd be spending a third-round pick on a quarterback every year.
I kind of think I would, too.
Just try to get
one. Hope that one of them
works out.
Hope you
get the Russell Wilson, you get the Dak Prescott, you luck into somebody.
And I honestly think now with Prescott and you've seen it with Wilson, you're going to see a lot more teams grabbing quarterbacks there just as lottery tickets. Because worst case scenario, they're your backup quarterback for 2 years. And you don't really – there's not much lost there, right?
No, and especially the way the Texans blow third-round picks.
Yeah.
Why not blow him on a quarterback? Sooner or later, you'll get it right. Sooner or later, you'll get Prescott. Some of the guys that might be there, third round, Brad Kaya from Florida and Miami? Not a one.
I think he'll go higher in the third round.
Pat Mahomes, we talked about. Nathan Peterman, Pittsburgh. Didn't do anything for me. Davis Webb.
I like Davis Webb. Not in the. I'd probably look at him more in the fourth round.
Yeah, he's kind of got a 4-5 grade on him. Chad Kelly, you mentioned, has a 6-round grade. That's a guy I wouldn't mind gambling on also. Yeah, that's about it. Those are your names. Not a very deep class, which is why Trubisky's going to go too high. I think Deshaun Watson's going to go very high. What if you're sitting there with the Texans pick and Deshaun Watson slid to that spot? First round.
Given the last, what's happened in the last 2 weeks, I would say the possibility of that is almost nil.
Yeah. I don't think there's any way it can happen, no.
But if it did, I'd throw something at it.
I would too. I think it's, the more you bring in, the better. And I think a lot depends on who.
Although I don't really love the idea of committing, because that's, if you take him in the first round, you're committed to him long term.
Not really. Not that far down. The contract slots are not, they're not that big. It's
the money's not as massive, but the years still are the same as if you took him number one overall.
Well, but it's only 3 years at a fairly reasonable number that you're really committed to.
Unless he sucks.
Well, if he sucks, then I'm all for you shoot those arrows wherever you can till you kill something. But I don't think he's going to be there, so it doesn't matter. But there's not anybody else out there that I would take with that pick. But that's the thing. So on that note, if New England said, we'll give you Garoppolo for that pick, you do it?
I don't know.
I'm kind of tired of trying to siphon.
It depends on what offensive linemen are available there.
Yeah.
I think if there's an offensive lineman I think is going to be a starter for me right away, this particularly an outside lineman, I'll take that.
Those guys have all gone way too high though the last few years,
man.
It's one of those. It's almost like quarterbacks. If you need one,
you gotta pick one and hope that he works.
And you're gonna overdraft the guy. He's gonna go higher than he should.
Yep.
But there's quite a few tackles that could go second, third round that are pretty good too.
Yeah.
So as long as they just have to address it this year. And most of the time, if you're drafting an offensive lineman, it's pretty rare where they're good right away.
Yeah.
But 713-780-ESPN is your number if you wish to get in.
You know what's your chicken finger place, Fred?
I do not. Tell me.
It's Raising Cane's. You know why? That's all they do, chicken fingers. You ask me about Raising Cane's burger.
How is it?
They don't have one.
Oh.
They've got one love, bro. Chicken fingers. That's it. And honestly, that's kind of what sets them apart. They're using the highest quality ingredients. Fresh, never frozen, premium chicken tenderloins that are marinated for 24 hours. They're hand battered and they're cooked to order. And man, they are delicious. They found that one thing and they do it better than anyone else because that's their one love. They've got the great sauce that it's got a little bit of spice, full of flavor, super tangy. It made fresh daily. It's unbelievable. The sides are great. The lemonade's awesome. Raising Cane's is the spot. If you haven't tried it, I don't know what you're waiting for. They've been around Houston for a while. There's one near you. Go check it out. And right now is a good time to do it because right now they've got a game going on called Peel the Love. Gives you a chance to win $100,000 by spelling out the letter C-A-N-E-S. And on top of that, your cup is a 1 in 3 chance to win. You're going to win free food, prizes. You can do that with the Peel the Love game. So it's a great time. If you've been thinking about trying Cane's, Raising Cane's, now's a good time to do it with this Peel the Love game. But it's always a good time to get your hands on some of these chicken fingers from Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's, locations all over the city. Peel the Love right now. And remember, they've always got one love.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
And we're back on the Blitz.
Sports!
Jay said, did that guy just say LSU has a quarterback? I'm an LSU fan. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't even remember that happening.
Yeah, that's in the history of pretty much ever. Johnny on Twitter asks, any chance Cam Robinson is there at the Texans' first draft spot?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's likely. He's going to be the first tackle off the board, so I'm sure he'll go before 25. But, you know.
I mean, he'd be ideal.
Yeah, yeah. I just think he's going to – I can't see him going – he's probably going to be tail end of the top 10 at worst.
I think best case scenario, you're looking – I can't remember the guy's name from Wisconsin. And if, even if I could remember it, I don't know that I could pronounce it right. The Ramsich,
yeah, or something like that. Yeah.
And the guy from Utah, Garrett Bowles. I think that's the two guys that you're probably going to be looking at around there. If Cam Robinson were available, hell yes. Hell yes. But I just don't – I don't picture that being a possibility.
Yeah, I
– especially the – I mean, like you said, every year we've seen it. Teams take those guys – higher in the draft than they're graded to go, because that's just like quarterback. That's a pressing need for a lot
right,
of teams.
And you can never have enough of them.
Yeah.
And if people see what Dallas did building up their offensive line, they're going to try to do the same thing. So it's a copycat league. It always is. But the last few years, those guys have gone way too high, with the exception of Laremy Tunsil, who slipped for some reason. But yeah. You know,
for some reason,
it might have been that bong hit. I don't know. Let's try DJ. What's up, DJ?
Hey, guys. I heard you talking earlier. First of all, sports. I heard you talking earlier about trading J.J. Watt for a quarterback. What are your ideas about trading for Romo?
Okay. That's
I feel
it.
Like we're being trolled.
No. Yeah.
We just talked about it. It's not a possibility.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, we're just... All right. Next time, I'm going to put that on. I'm going to put that on the intern for letting that get through. Did you see the Mike Tomlin thing where he's calling the Patriots a-holes that got out? And did you percent see Bill Belichick's response?
No.
Typical Belichick goes, as you know, I'm not on Snapface and all that, so I don't really get those. I don't know what the hell Snapface is supposed to be.
I don't know either, but I don't like that he said that.
It's got a Belichick.
I wouldn't want my head coach to know what Snapchat is, honestly. I don't need that.
No. But, all right, let's try Jim.
That's why I think the Rams really blew it, because, you know, their guy's got like a Snapchat account. You know,
yeah.
He's on everything.
Yeah, you don't want that.
He's going to be periscoping live team meetings.
Let's try Jim.
Jimbo!
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing sports. What's up, Jim?
Hey, man. I hear you. Hey, I've been mainly a listener over the past months with John and Sean and the guys in the morning, then kind of stumbled across you guys in the afternoon. And just got to say, first of all, you guys have a really good show. Very good.
Thank you.
I'm obviously listening to you guys much more and more, and plan to be calling you guys really when the fun sport kicks in the spring with the Astros. It's going to be a big year. But anyway, before I get to eventually talk to you guys about baseball, let's talk Texans. You know, I guess my question is, it's probably, I don't know if it's a dumb question or it's never going to happen, but to me, the Texans and that organization, it's obvious they need to be upgraded severely at the quarterback position. And why wouldn't they, as an organization, given what's happened with the defense and the success they had this year, given the fact that J.J.'s got – he may be damaged goods, he may not, but why not at least try to find a sucker at the top of the draft this year and package J.J. with our first round? I mean, do whatever we can to get in a position where we think we could get Deshaun Watson. I mean, it may be sounding silly, but it's like – my point is, how can this organization not think about doing whatever they can to upgrade and take the highest risk possible to get a quarterback? And to me, the best quarterback is Deshaun in the draft. What would it take to get him, and why wouldn't you consider it?
Here's what I'll say. First of all, I don't think Deshaun Watson's the best quarterback in the draft. In fact, I don't know that there's any of these, and I feel like I say this every year, I don't know of any of these quarterbacks I'd take in the first round. That said, if you did trade for Deshaun Watson, you'd trade a big pile of draft picks, and you wouldn't have to involve J.J. Watt whatsoever. That, I mean, we've talked about how difficult it would be from a financial standpoint to trade J.J. Watt, even if you wanted to. But in a trade like that, or if you wanted to get a guy like Deshaun Watson, you wouldn't have to trade J.J. Watt. You just have to forfeit your future when it comes to draft picks. But that said, I'm not doing it because I don't know if Deshaun Watson can play in the NFL. If I'm giving up a lot, because I think this team is close, so if I'm giving up a lot, I want a guarantee. I want somebody who I know is good, who I know can play.
Well, and look at the prices that both Philadelphia and the Rams paid last year to get two guys who may or may not be any good.
Right.
So I'd rather...
What the Redskins paid to get Bob Griffin, who isn't good.
Had 1 year.
I mean, the price for quarterbacks is high, man. And especially because teams know if they're close... They've got you. Like if I've got a crappy quarterback who is, you know, shown some promise, and there's a team who wants him who's close, that's why Jimmy Garoppolo shown some promise. Somebody's going to overpay for Jimmy Garoppolo. Somebody will. Look what the Vikings gave up for Sam Bradford.
Yeah.
I mean, because they knew they were close. They knew, man, if we have a quarterback, we've got a shot. Ended up that's not the case. And Sam Bradford wasn't good enough, slash Adrian Peterson got hurt, slash the defense wore down over the course of the year. But they thought they were close, so they were willing to overpay. But that's for more of a known commodity even. I'm not trading up really high to get any quarterback in this draft because I don't know that any quarterback in this draft is good. It's particularly good in the amount of time it will take for this Texans team to capitalize on it.
Yeah, I like Deshaun Watson more than you do, but I like him enough to where if he's sitting there at 25 for the Texans, I would take him.
You would take him, but
yeah.
You're not trading up into the top 10 or 5 to get him.
No, because that's crazy. And
it'd cost you multiple firsts.
Yeah, and frankly, I believe that the best thing to do is either draft somebody 3rd, 4th, 5th round that you think might develop into something that you might, you know, lightning in a bottle. Or go get one of those backups. Spend a second-round pick on one of them.
Or wait until after the end of next year when Osweiler's gone and pay A.J. McCarron or pay Jimmy Garoppolo. The downside of that is
you're doing the same thing you just did.
You're taking a risk.
That's why I think it's less of a risk to trade a pick for one of those guys and bring him in and have him here for a year.
Yeah.
Because then you'll know whether you want to pay him or not. And I'm still pissed at him because they could have drafted Garoppolo. They could have drafted McCarron. They could have drafted Brett Hundley. They didn't. So now you're going and paying a pick for those guys when they could have been. Well, I guess it's probably better to have been in Bill Belichick's system for 3 years as opposed to Bill O'Brien's if you're going to try to develop. But I don't know. I mean, they're back in the same boat they were this time last year. And they're going to have to keep trying to fix this. And, you know, maybe Savage winds up being your starter. I didn't see. Now, let me back off on that a little bit. With a new offensive coordinator in here and somebody calling better plays, I see some things that Savage might be able to benefit from. Yeah. I don't know that anything's going to fix Osweiler at this point, but maybe you'd be okay with that. But I just want you to bring somebody in to compete with him. I'm not saying if you trade a second-round pick for Garoppolo, he winds up automatically being your starter. I want him to come in and compete, and whoever's the best guy gets a gig. If he's not good enough to beat out these two guys, yeah, okay, you messed up with the second round pick. Right. Let somebody else sign him. 713-780-ESPN. We'll do one more. Jimmy from Virginia. Really?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, guys?
Sports, Jimmy.
Yeah, I had a question. I'm from Arkansas, and I'm a Razorback fan. I love the Oakland Raiders, but I root for the Texans, too. But the thing is, I thought the Texans would be looking for a long-term quarterback because somebody brought it to my attention, go for Tony Romo, and with him, you only got, 2 years left out of him, 2 or 3? I thought they would be looking for a young quarterback that they could, something like Dallas. Dallas just got lucky, though. They got a line. That's what I was telling them. The Texans ought to do was build a line, work on getting the line. Because I remember Bob McNair years ago say they was working on the defense. They already got that now. That's when Peyton Manning was with the Colts.
So I'm trying to figure out who would they get. I mean, a Romo would not be a good thing the way I see it because he's injury prone. Like
yeah.
I said, he got about 2 or 3.
Well, and here's the thing. The reason why Texans fans would be, and we talked about Phillip Rivers, we've talked about Tony Romo, who aren't young guys, is because the Texans, if they have a quarterback, they're suddenly a win-now organization. And I wouldn't blame them for that, if that were the road that they took, if that were a road that were even possible from a financial standpoint. I wouldn't blame them for looking at a veteran quarterback who maybe only have 2 or 3 years left. That wouldn't bother me as long as he had 2 or 3 good years left. I don't know if Tony Romo does.
I don't think he does, and I think he's broken. I think he's going to snap the first.
Phillip Rivers is tough as hell. That dude will get hurt, and then he'll come back anyway and keep playing. I feel like I'd much rather take a risk on a guy like him than Tony Romo. But again, I mean, we're talking about pie in the sky type stuff here anyway with any of these guys.
Yeah.
The reality is they're probably – their best bet is to probably draft someone in round 4 and hope that he's good. And if not – You trog through another year of this next year, and then you make a decision at that point.
713 says, QB is a must for the Texans or Hopkins leaves. No, Hopkins didn't go anywhere for 3 years. He's under contract next year. If they think he's good enough, they can franchise him for 2 straight years.
I wouldn't anyway.
I wouldn't either. I don't know that I...
If DeAndre Hopkins leaves, bye.
Yeah.
I mean, I think DeAndre Hopkins is good, but I don't think DeAndre Hopkins is irreplaceable either.
And I don't think he deserves big money, frankly, after this season. He was better the second half of the year, but you know, I need to see more out of him before I pay that guy. All right. Well, I'll tell you what I don't need to see any more of to know I'm going to go and pay these guys. Bedrock City Comic Company, 5 great locations around the city. Westheimer, Clear Lake, 1960, Washington, Sugar Land. They have so many cool things. They have back issues, new comics, graphic novels, posters, supplies, apparel, statues. They got Game of Thrones stuff. You name it, they've got it. And they also have a limited edition posters of the Heroes of the Blitz. And if you go in there and they don't have them, they can't order one for you. But those are running out fast. And all proceeds go to the 100 Club. It's a very, very cool poster with AJ, Jong, and myself as superheroes. Just a cool place. They've got great people there and so many fun things. Go check them out. And make sure you mention ESPN when you go in or you go online. You're going to get 10% off your purchases. That's Bedrock City Comic Company, bedrockcity.com.
Listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Got to tell you one more time about the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. Happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent bourbon, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. Bourbon might be succulent, too. I don't know. It just depends. Maybe if you mix them together, it could happen. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com and get them for as low as $125. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party and Bill Kennedy's A&M Coaches Show coming up at 7 p.m. tonight. All right, let's do the Dumbass Report.
Let's start in Michigan, Fred, where a 48-year-old woman who was driving naked has been taken into a hospital for observation after leading police on a high-speed chase through 2 Michigan counties. Police say the 25-mile chase reached speeds topping 100 miles an hour Saturday morning on southbound I-75 before the woman's vehicle was forced by officers into a utility pole and a ditch. The woman, who has a Georgia driver's license, was not physically injured. She was eventually stopped near Clio in Jeunesse County after the chase started in Saginaw County. Kaiser says authorities aren't sure if it's a drug-related incident or a medical condition. But either way, I think they should probably look
into it. Well, she's from Georgia, which is awful close to Florida, so it could just be
could
that.
Could be meth. Could be meth. This is about as disturbing as it gets. A teenage boy was dealing with some people making fun of him because he wasn't circumcised, so having shower problems.
Ah.
Buddy said, oh, you're never going to get a chick like that. Well, this guy took it to heart, and he decided to give himself a circumcision.
No, no. Ugh.
Now,
not wise.
No, not wise at all, but let's just say you were going to give yourself a circumcision. You're using like a scalpel or something like that, right? Something very precise.
Theoretically.
You're not using a machete, which is what this young boy did. He spent 2 days receiving treatment at a St. Luke's hospital. Doctors were baffled as to why he had tried to remove this when voluntary healthcare professionals could have visited him at his home. But he was rushed to the hospital, and apparently looks like he's going to be okay. But that's going to leave a mark, and it's probably going to look weird. Is my guess.
Yeah. And, well, it's going to look weirder than it did.
What are you willing to do to impress your friends?
At this stage,
not much.
If they're not impressed, I got nothing for
you. Well, this guy, a group of friends convinced one man of lighting his armpit hair on fire. He did it. A bunch of guys gathered in a backyard in Queensland, Australia, admitted that they were under the influence.
Of course they were. They're Aussies.
And one of their buddies said, I bet you won't light your armpit hair on fire. He said he would. Clearly has instant regret. Holding a can of deodorant in one hand and a lighter in the other, the man held up his arm so his friend can set his armpit hair on fire. Within an instant, his entire upper arm was set ablaze as the alcohol and the deodorant ignited the spray. Nonetheless, the fire burns for quite some time. The clip lasts 30 seconds, was filmed in slow motion, which made it look even worse than it did. But the guy was still able to laugh it off, but not a wise decision, I would say. And finally, oh, we got 1 minute. Never mind. We don't have time for this last one. But
save it for tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll be able to get to some more dumbass type stuff tomorrow. It's pretty football heavy today.
Busy day today. Busy day.
If you didn't get in on the HRNP listener line today, try again tomorrow. We'll get you in that way. All right. Want to wrap it up. Good job, Jong Lee. Appreciate you coming in today and being the only person in the building that, you know, other than us. That's pretty cool of you. Good job, AJ Hoffman.
To be fair, all the other producers came in too.
Okay. Well, we don't care about them. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.